News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a new report commissioned by the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland has found that alcohol consumption has fallen here by 31% since 2001. So why is our relationship with alcohol changing? I'm joined now by Dr. Anne Kyo, Senior Clinical Psychologist and Chartered Member of the Psychological Society of Ireland. Good morning to you, Anne. It's quite significant, 30% in about 25 years. That's a lot, obviously. So why?
Hi, Ciara. There are lots of reasons why and lots of influences. And it's actually a wonderful finding, if you like, if you think about a huge change for Irish society. This was the main people driving that change look to be younger people, and they're learning from their parents. So we see a lot of parents and, you know, people say in their 40s and 50s who are changing their relationship with alcohol, prioritizing well-being, going exercising, diet. We're sort of more conscious of what we put in our bodies. So all the kind of vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free ideas were not as strong 20 years ago. So
no.
People are making choices around, so, you know, I could have lots of alcohol.
Some of what's driving this is a healthier Ireland. It's a healthier young people, maybe also a healthier middle-aged set of people. Mm-hmm. And we do see that. I was saying earlier that I have kids in their late teens, early 20s, that kind of thing. And they all go to the gym, all of them. They're all exercising. They're all sort of doing those types of things, which I wouldn't have considered doing. Like going to the gym when I was young was not a common thing at all. People didn't do it. So that's mm-hmm. part of it. And that sounds really, really good. But what about the fact that we know people and young people as well are consuming hard drugs, soft drugs in greater numbers than ever before? I mean, the country is awash with cocaine. The streets of every town in the country smell of weed. Like, is that part of this too? Is it just we have our tipple has changed, as it were?
It is in some cases. So. Like those things were around 20, 30 years ago too, but they were not as common, so or not as widely used. So yes, the sort of, if you like, thing something to use of choice is changing.
Yeah.
So more people are taking or experimenting earlier and with those things.
Okay. So do we then know that this change is multifactorial? So do we know overall whether this is a sign that we are in fact healthier and less addicted to substances, or whether we've just shifted in our preferences? Can we drill into these figures or not so much?
I think it's different for, like, some people are much healthier and really like starting alcohol use and more risk-taking behavior later. So we're seeing a trend of young people who are starting their first, if you like, I'd say the first time they take alcohol or the first time they take a drug, illegal substance, then that is happening later. But it's hard to drill into because we don't have a lot of stats on the exact amount of usage on drug use exactly. Not everybody is. It's kind of easier to track alcohol usage because it's licensed in Ireland. So like habits are changing massively, but there is a cohort and sort of there is good news in it that are not doing either as young.
Okay, so are we welcoming this cautiously as a good news story that we're moving in a healthier direction, that our relationship has actually changed? Because, you know, alcohol has always been our drug of choice in this country up until relatively recently, certainly. And we do appear to have, if there is such a thing, as an addictive nature as a people. You know, we're heavy drinkers, we're heavy users of online gambling, we seem to have high use of you know, illegal drugs. We do seem to veer that way,
and that is changing. So that's what we're seeing. So that kind of prioritization of, you know, wanting to be healthier, wanting to be out and about, not hungover or not influenced by something you did the day before, that is what we're seeing a change in for some people. So it is welcome. We have a very long history with alcohol mm-hmm. across many, many generations, and people see the impact of that in families. And in some ways, there's healing over time on that in some ways. we do still have issues. So we need to stay very cautious because there are lots of young people still drinking excessively and too early.
Maybe lastly, Anne, is our kind of more multicultural society changing things too, that people are coming here from different backgrounds who don't have the same relationship with alcohol or don't have such a tight relationship as alcohol as perhaps the Irish have had?
Absolutely. And we're watching sort of people who come to live in Ireland, and we're saying, like, hang on, they're not as, they have other ways of living, if that makes sense. So that's not as influenced by alcohol. And then people see they have more choice. So, like, it's extremely welcome news, and it's a great sign, and people are embracing the 0.0 beers. I mean, 20 years ago, that would have been relatively unusual on night out.
Look,
but now not so.
Thank you very much for coming on and discussing this with us. That is Dr. Anne Keogh, their senior clinical psychologist and chartered member of the Psychological Society of Ireland. Love to know what you think out there this morning. Do you see it around you that people's relationship with alcohol is shifting and changing, particularly our young people? Or do you think that actually a lot of people are buying pills or buying Coke or that there is more to this picture than meets the eye? What's your experience or your view? We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.